Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Countries have denied internet access for their people during civil strife. The FCC seized in-use commercial shortwave frequencies right after the September 11th attacks. No one communication system can be depended on to be there when you need information. You need choices. You need a Ku band free-to-air satellite system from AVR. The AVR system includes a receiver, an LNB, and a 75-centimeter dish. All you need to get on your own is the coaxial cable. The system is delivered to your door for $149.99. That's right, delivered for $149.99. That's the shipping and the system, $149.99. Call 541-225-4659. That's 541-225-4659. Or visit AmericanVoiceRadio.com and click satellite system.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3.
To Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do on Herb Talk Live and American Voice Radio. So glad you've joined us. We got some great stuff to talk about. We are, for the first part of the show, we are going to be talking about some cancer gremlins. That's what I call them. We're going to talk about that and how we can avoid them. Okay, and then the second part of the show, we're supposed to have a special guest, John Monroe, from Dr. Banker's group out in Colorado. He's our natural vision expert, so he's going to be checking in on me and how I'm doing on my vision correction, the natural way plan, and chat it up with him and see what's new in his world. I know he's probably got some sort of workshops coming up, and we'll see what he's doing. And we do have a quack report, but before we get to all that, I want to remind folks that coming up on the 15th, we're going to be, of course, joined here, right here on Herb Talk with Dr. Rebecca Carley. And then on the 22nd, Dr. Christine Horner is going to be back. She has some new information on the cancer topic, breast cancer in particular. And also then coming up on the 29th, we have the author. His name is Peter Sequeira. He is author of The High Intensity Fitness Revolution. He's got two books out, one for men and one for women. So I'm going to check out his fitness regime and see, you know, how it compares to some of the other stuff out there, you know, because it's weight loss central now that it's, you know, the holidays are over. Everybody's looking to lose weight. And then on the 31st, we're going to be talking with authors Dr. Julian Ford and John Wortman. They have written a book on stress. How do you deal with stress? Help your brain on stress. How are you going to, you know, avoid the stress problem? So we got lots to talk about this month right here on Herb Talk. So I hope you can stay with us and check in throughout the month. All righty. Before we get to the Quack Report, a big salute and Semper Fi. Salute and Semper Fi to our military, our men and women who serve so righteously. God's hand of protection be on them. And so we pray that God look out for them. And while we're hitting the knees, of course, we're going to seek the Lord's face and ask for help for all of America. We need God's protection. We need his leadership. You know, there is not really any big secret why certain things have been happening. When you take God out of the picture, you know, his hand of protection goes with him. So we need to bring him back in, don't we, folks? Let's seek the Lord's face and ask for repentance and prayer. And you know what? Forgiveness comes when there's repentance. And God likes obedience over sacrifice. So let's remember that and, you know, mind the time. It grows short. And without further ado, let's do the Quack Report. Thank you, Frank. Okay, what do we have here first up? Let's see. We're going to go to Australia in the Quack Report. What's going on over there? They've got their issues, I know. There's this Australian Vaccination Network, okay? You know, it's a community-based information network, a support group, okay? They advocate that, you know, people have the right to a free and informed health choice, okay? They don't. Their rules, their code of ethics is they don't restrict people from, you know, they're getting vaccination. You know, they don't take really a position on that, but they oppose any compulsory type of medication or a vaccination. Okay. So, but, you know, they've run into a little problem because a government entity, the New South Wales Department of Fair Trading, is telling the Australian Vaccination Network that they have to change their name. Oh, you know, they've only had it for 16 years, and all of a sudden it's a problem. They're saying that they have to change their name because it sounds, you know, dubious. There's concerns in the community, blah, blah, blah. Okay. Well, what it boils down to, it appears that there's two groups behind this. One is called Stop the AVN, which is an abbreviation for Australian Vaccination Network. Apparently, that seems to be a hate group, and their sole reason for existing is to close the Australian Vaccination Network because they've been harassing, they've issued death threats to them, they've posted all kinds of violent and disgusting things on the internet, and they've even hacked into the Australian Vaccination Network and have called authorities with, you know, just ridiculous complaints about them. The second group that seems to be behind this is the Australian Medical Association, okay? You know, Australia is going all natural, and they like their natural homeopathic herbal stuff. And they even have schools out there that teach it, but the Australian Medical Association is trying to close all that down, see? So we have to lift our Australian, healthy, natural, free-loving Australians up in prayer that God's hand of protection be on them. And last but not least in the Quack Report, guess what the New York City Manhattan Federal Court of Appeals did? Well, apparently they have overturned They have overturned a whole slew of court cases regarding the pharmaceutical industry. Yes, a representative from the Ireland-based biopharmaceutical company called Jazz Pharmaceuticals, they were previously convicted of illegally marketing prescription meds for off-label uses. They were convicted of that, but the federal appeals court in New York ruled that their illicit marketing of drugs, you know, their drug reps illicitly marketing the meds to doctors, was not a problem. It's just a simple form of free speech. That's what the court said. Do you believe that? And has everybody lost their noodle? I mean, it's a 3-judge panel. They determine that the drug representatives can now freely advise doctors and how to use the drugs for unapproved uses. The ruling could also end up actually helping out the supplement industry, if you think about it. Yeah. New York's Court of Appeals, Manhattan Court, they contradict years worth of rulings that resulted in drug companies being penalized, having to pay billions of dollars in settlements and penalties to the federal government for what we were previously told was a violation of the federal drug, FDA code, the Cosmetic Act. But Big Pharma is now free to invent new uses for existing drugs and market them for such, apart from having any proper FDA approval. How's that, guys? Doctors have long been free, though, to prescribe drugs for off-label purposes as they see fit. But now drug representatives, which were prohibited from engaging in deceptive practices that the FDA considered misbranding and false advertising, now it's fine, perfectly fine. Go for it. Wow. So if drug representatives, they're not medical doctors, they're not licensed as such, if they can advise doctors on unapproved drug use, and that's considered free speech, folks. So talking about health benefits of herbs and supplements, what the heck would that be? Free speech, right? Thank you. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Oh, okay. So thank you, Frank. Frank, our magical engineer, is the best in the business. Yes, he is. I've been working with Frank, 9 years now? 9 whole years, Frank? Is that right? Yeah, I think so. Thank you, Frank, for being the best out there. All right, we're going to be talking about the cancer gremlins. Yes, yes. You know, although gremlins are imaginary, cancer is not. So there is an effective strategy to decrease your risk of getting these cancer diagnoses out there. So there isn't just one thing, though, that is a silver bullet to defeat your cancer risk. Okay, it's not one thing. It's really a combination of proactive, life-changing steps, which are the most effective. Now, are these steps difficult, risky, or expensive? No. Will health insurance or the government pay for it? No. However, this is an all-natural, easy-to-execute anti-cancer plan. This is what this is. But first, you know how I am. I got to talk about the statistics. And the statistics for 2012 are in already. Yeah, the statistics on cancer rates in the United States for last year are already in. Online library has them up there. Of course, if you'd like the link, you can just email me at thepowerherbs.com and I'll send it to you. Now, the northeast part of the country seems to be the hardest hit with all types of cancer. The states with the highest number of cancer cases are Connecticut, Delaware, Kentucky, Maine, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and Rhode Island. Now, the males, the men, have to worry about the prostate cancer, and the women, well, we have to worry about the breast cancer. Now, for both men and women, the pulmonary cancers, lung cancer, for instance, that is second place. So we have prostate and breast cancer in the number one slots, and then for both men and women, pulmonary cancer is a close second. So the statistics for 2012 are saying this. One, more Americans died from lung, prostate, and breast cancer than any other type of cancers. Two, there are nearly 850,000 new male cancer patients every year. Three, there are nearly 800,000 new female cancer patients annually. There are over 300,000 men who died of cancer, all types, last year. And there was over 275,000 women who died of cancer, all types, last year. So science tells us that the older we get, our risk of getting cancer increases. Actually, scientific medicine expects us and our pets to get cancer. So according to the Cancer Journal for Clinicians, they expect over 1.6 million new cancer patients annually. So the sheer numbers of the cancer trend in America are frightening, to say the least. However, they don't have to be. Modern medicine is great if you suffer from trauma and need help, but for preventative health care, they tend to specialize in disease management. So what does this mean? Well, medicine makes more money managing your illness, giving you the illusion of health. For example, if you suffer from high blood pressure, modern medicine does not attempt to cure you, but they actually artificially lower the blood pressure numbers with the prescription drugs. So drug dependency is not a real cure. It just postpones the inevitable. Now, cancer patients who are told they are in remission feel, hey, I'm cancer-free. However, remission is a medical term meaning a lessening of symptoms. And the majority of cancer patients who make no lifestyle changes have a recurrence of their cancer symptoms within just 2 years. So it's not a cure, folks. Remission is in stasis. It's kind of hanging out there in the ether. You know, it's in a stationary, you know, just waiting for the opportune moment to come back. Now, I know most of you out there love fortune cookies, right? Go to the Chinese restaurant. What do you like to get at the end of the meal? The fortune cookie. I love fortune cookies. I love reading the messages hidden in fortune cookies. Right inside that cookie, break it open, there it is. And, you know, some of those fortunes are extremely wise. You ever read some of them and they're like really profound? But one of the health practices found among the Asian populace is that they pay their doctor a few cents a day when they are well, and they stop paying when they become sick. So this monetary system of paying the doctor is in the patient's best interest. How do you suppose that would work in the Western world? You know, doctors in America would be broke. You know, country club memberships, yacht clubs, and luxury car sales, you know, they would actually take a steep decline. What do you think? Insurance companies would be affected as well. Americans need to change the way that they think about what is healthy. Really, seriously, folks. Well, let's talk about diet. And because there's three things that affect your risk of cancer: diet, immunity, and toxicity. We're going to cover all three. First, let's talk about the cancer diet. If you want cancer, this is the diet, okay? And obviously, I'm not recommending it. I'm just informing you of it. Now, why do over 1 million Americans get cancer? Could it be genetics? Well, some of the cases are because of heredity, but why is that? Well, we typically develop our lifestyle from observing our family. You know, we live like our family. And if our family had cancer, of course, then we're most likely going to be making the same choices in our lifestyles. Cancer is in everyone's body, and it's kept under control with a healthy immune system. Diet affects the immune system, and it can weaken or strengthen it. Now, the typical American diet consists of these foods on an annual basis. I'm going to read them off to you. Most Americans will consume 756 donuts in a year, 60 pounds of cake and cookies, 23 gallons of ice cream, 7 pounds of potato chips, 22 pounds of candy, 365 cans of soda and 90 pounds of fat, and 334 pounds of refined white sugar. So what does the average American not eat and should to keep their immune system strong? Well, here's the list. 41% are eating no fruit each day. 82% eat no daily vegetables. 72% get no daily vitamin C from fruits and vegetables. 80% get no daily vitamin A from fruits and vegetables. And 84% get no daily fiber or whole grains. So Americans need to reverse these lists. Therefore, diet is going to be your biggest ally at avoiding the cancer gremlins, okay? Well, let's talk about immunity, because diet will definitely help the immune system. However, if you've utilized any antibiotics and other prescription or over-the-counter medicine products, then you will have some immune system boosting to do. You can strengthen your immune system and make it over 100-fold stronger than the average person. Now, I like to use two groups of immune system herbs. One group is for powering up the immune system to full strength and shorten the duration of illness, and the other group is for preventing illness. So you will want to be careful not to use the stronger immune system herbs all the time. You don't want to use them all the time as a prevention, or they're not going to work as well when you do get sick. So they'll overstimulate the immune system. You don't want that. Now, you don't want to overstimulate that immunity. And here's a brief list, though, okay? So if you want prevention herbs, you can use things like astragalus root, garlic, onion, and ginseng. Now, if you're going to use onion, I like to use white onion because it's hotter. And people who consume onions several times a week, let's say three times a week, they get fewer colds, flu and colds, okay? So fewer colds, rhinoviruses, and that kind of thing. Now, the herbs to shorten a duration of illness should you become sick and you want to get over it quickly, I like to use echinacea root, one of my favorites. And I like to layer it with part of arco inner bark and ginseng and some other things just to kind of give it some more oomph. Now, let's talk about toxicity. Because the other part of this puzzle that can overwhelm your immune system and give cancer a foothold is toxin buildup. Now, our lives can become all kinds of congestion from toxins come at us in all which ways in our lives. And, you know, our liver can become fatty, and it can get clogged, as well as our gallbladder. Our bowels can become sluggish and delay the toxin removal process. The filters in our kidneys can get overwhelmed with waste product, and before you know it, the bloodstream is overloaded with impurities. So toxins are everywhere, from the food, water, and drugs we consume to the air we breathe. So routine organ cleansing is going to help your organs purge the toxins and neutralize poison. So proper organ cleansing is going to remove over 2,000 pharmaceutical residues, heavy metals, radioactive particles, food preservatives, and more. And you can cleanse the system as often as every 3 months. However, most people just cleanse twice a year. Now, there is a secret to successful cleansing, and you can read how to safely go about it. You go to the powerherbs.com website, and you can click on their healthy guidelines section. And under the healthy guidelines, you want to click on the section that is on cleansing. So go to the powerherbs.com, click on healthy guidelines, and under there, there's some little bullets, and you want to click the one that says cleansing, and it'll go step by step on how you do a successful cleanse. Most people call it body cleansing, but you don't cleanse the entire body at once. That's very taxing for the system, and I don't recommend it. Besides, you want to open up the last stop of toxin removal first, so you have a free flow of toxins leaving the system so it doesn't overburden the other organs and toxins back up into the bloodstream. So that'll make you feel really sick. You don't want to do that. So go to the powerherbs.com website. Again, click on healthy guidelines, lots of information there, and then click the little button that says cleansing, and you'll get a real quick synopsis. It's not going to take you long to read it on how you go about cleansing your system. Now, let's recap. Okay, let's recap. So the three important things that you can do to shield yourself from getting cancer is to get more enzymatic nutrition in your diet, you know, healthy eating. You want to strengthen the immune system, and you want to routinely cleanse away toxins. And one of the most powerful herbs that you can use to avoid cancer is dandelion root. And you can layer this herb with your cleansing for more protection. So if you want to check that out, go to the powerherbs.com website. They have a brand new formula there. It's called dandelion root tincture. It's under the herbal tinctures section. Just click on herbal tinctures, and you can check it out at thepowerherbs.com. Or if you want, just give them a call toll-free at 866-229-3663, and they'll send you some information on that. Now, if you're outside the U.S., the international number is 704-885-0277, 704-885-0277, because that's where your healthcare options just became endless. But don't forget, they still have their immune-boosting formulas, the cold and flu section. You will be amazed. Oh, how much is the dandelion root tincture? $14. Yeah. Aged concentrate, it's certified organic, naturally aged, cold pressed. And, you know, dandelion root has anti-inflammation properties, blood purification, respiratory infection benefits, digestion benefits. So it's got lots of little extra benefits, dandelion root, and you thought it was just a yard weed. Well, not anymore. Not anymore. You're going to tap into that, right? Yes, you are. You're going to do that. Now, if you'd like more information on herbs and organ cleansing and maybe even how to make your own herbal tinctures, you can pick up a copy of the Power Herbs ebook off the powerherbs.com website. Yep, you could just go over to the book area. I think it's under newsletters and books, and you can get this book emailed to you. It's a PDF, and you can save it on your computer, or you can print it off and have it on in your library. Nice herb symptom reference guide in there, and the book's just $14.99. So check it out. Over 300 pages. It's almost 400 pages, the book. So lots of great herbal secrets in there. You will love the common sense application to all of that stuff. All righty. So I know we're coming up to a break here, but don't forget, if you're on the powerherbs.com website, if you click on the newsletter area, take advantage of the free newsletters that they send out every week. On Tuesdays, the American Survival newsletter goes out. Various people are writing for that newsletter. Dr. Carly, Melanie Cederstrom at Discount Gold and Silver. We've got the survival experts writing for it. Self-sufficiency tips. We've got organic gardening tips in there. Of course, I'm writing for it as well. So you've got lots of great information in there. And that's the American Survival newsletter goes out on Tuesday. And then on Friday, the HealthQuest newsletter goes out. And this is solely on herb and herb secrets. And you can get discount coupons to use on the powerherbs.com website. So if you're interested in some of the products there, you can get things like free ship and discounts towards your order. So sign up, free opt-in, opt-out anytime you want. And, of course, they're on the powerherbs.com website. And you'll be glad you did. Lots of great information in there. Yep, and like stuff like Supersize the Pandemic Kit for only an extra $33. Whew, what a deal. Got to take a break. We'll be right back.
It's been a long time coming since I've seen your face. I've been everywhere and by trying to replace everything that I had till my feet went numb. Praying like a fool, it's been on the run. Heart still beating, but it's not working. It's like a million-dollar phone that you just can't ring. I reach out, trying to love, but I feel nothing. Yeah, my heart is numb.
pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
With our current economy, there's no time to lose. Apothecary Herbs has their own version of the stimulus package. It includes sending you highly potent and certified organic herbal products at a 15% discount. Here's how it works. Mail in your order using our catalog order form, online downloadable order form, or if shopping on our website at thepowerherbs.com, print off the contents of your shopping cart, subtract 15%, add your shipping fee, and mail it in with your payment. Get well and save money. What could be better than that? Order by mail now and save 15%. Call Apothecary Herbs for a free product catalog toll-free, 866-229-3663, International 704-875-8010, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves?
Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today, or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Me on the corner, swear you hit me like a vision. I wasn't expecting, but who am I to tell fate where it's supposed to go with it? Don't you blink, you might miss it. See, we got a right to just love it or leave it. You find it and keep it, cause it ain't every day you get the chance to say, I've never seen it
I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. And, you know, it's an interesting thing that people just, when they have problems with their vision, they think that they can't do anything about it except go to the eye doctor, slap on a pair of contact lenses or glasses, corrective vision equipment, and they have to live with it that way. Well, that's not the case. That is not the case. And I am perfect proof. I am a work in progress, folks. You know, I had vision problems starting in the third grade. You know, you can't see the board. Tell your mom, tell your teacher, you go to the eye doctor. So the doctor says, oh, you got your myopia, another form. It's a form of nearsightedness. So I've had this problem all my life. They put me in contact lenses, and so I have been dealing with nearsightedness problems for, like, ever. So I... when I went to herb school, I learned about Dr. John Christopher's herbal eye wash, and I used that because I was already in negative four. If anybody understands what that means, is, you know, that's pretty blind. You know, I mean, it's legally blind negative four, negative six. I can't remember. But so I was really not having a good day. So I had to do something about it. So I got Dr. John Christopher's eye wash, and I used it as I was instructed. And I also, the other thing that I did is I got off of the dairy products, because I found out through Dr. John Christopher and his school of natural healing that the milk products are very bad for the eyes. So, you know, juiced some carrot juice, did the herbal eye wash, you know, detoxed, and guess what? I was all of a sudden wearing my glasses one day, and I started to get a headache. It's because my glasses were too strong. My eyes had improved because I take them off, and you know what? I didn't have to squint to see the TV. So I did it, and I did it, you know, and I got to negative 3.5, I think, negative 3.25. And I kind of stopped because I got busy with this herb business and my kids. And, you know, but you know what? My eyes didn't get any worse. They kind of just stayed there. And then I met John Monroe from Dr. Banker's group. And he says, you know, we got this vision kit. And he says, it's all about the muscles in the eye a lot of the times, too, where stress and it squeezes the eye. And it kind of makes it bulge out of shape. And then all of a sudden, you know, things aren't hitting in the right spot. And you got blurry vision. So using John Monroe's kit with the herbal eye wash was fantastic. I'm now a negative 2.5, okay? So anyway, looks like our engineer is having trouble contacting John. He's trying again, so we'll try to get John on here. I talked to him yesterday. He was all gung-ho to do the show, so I don't know what has happened with contacting him. But... Needless to say, I have nothing but good things to promote, to discuss, to report with this vision kit, because the exercises that the kit gives you does relax the muscles in the eye, because nearsightedness, a lot of the times your eye muscles are too tight. So these exercises loosen the muscle, And if you tend to have sensitive eyes and you want to use the eye wash, then there's an antispasmodic liquid that we use called relaxation formula, so that it relaxes the muscle around the eye just enough so you can do a lot of that eye washing and exercising. Ah, I understand John Monroe from Dr. Banker's group is with us. John, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. How you doing?
Oh, we're glad that you could join us. I don't know. We were trying to get you. So, well, I'm glad you're with us. And, of course, the folks out there who have heard you before, welcome back. And, of course, those that are new, John works with Dr. Banker's Home Study Vision Improvement Kit. It's a group out in Colorado. It's a self-help vision care. They concentrate on lifestyle changes to bring back some balance to help you with your vision problems. And they cover a whole wide scope of vision problems, not just nearsightedness or farsightedness. Tell the folks what are some of the vision problems that you usually encounter.
Right. Well, what we do is natural vision improvement, and we basically help people get out of their glasses that are nearsighted and farsighted. People are having trouble reading small print. That's called presbyopia. We help that. And we also help people with beginning stages of eye diseases like cataracts, glaucoma, macular degeneration, diabetic retinopathy, a lot of the different retinal problems, just all types of different eye problems. And it deals with different eye exercises, acupressure, reflexology points, diet, nutrition, supplements, herbs, attitude changes, lens reduction. There's a lot of different things we do for this, and we use a lot of different things with diet and herbs, Chinese herbal medicines, supplements, vitamins, minerals.
Let me jump in there, John. Why do you use Chinese herbs as opposed to herbs that you would use here in America?
Well, there's some Chinese herbal medicines that are directly designed that they have for eliminating cataracts, glaucoma, macular degeneration, and they work really well. And they're a combination of herbs, and some of these recipes they have are thousands of years old. They've been using these in China. And Dr. Banker studied Chinese medicine, you know, what Chinese eye doctors do for eye problems and eye diseases, and also in Tibet and India. She studied different nationalities in medicine besides Western medicine.
Well, because I know some of the you know, formulas coming out of the Orient, I know that they're having trouble with them coming across into the U.S., and I was just wondering if you're having any of that problem, or is your vendor...
We've been using these herbs since 1984. We've been buying them from certain companies. You have to be careful with Chinese herbal products and things, depending on who's making them.
Right.
Sometimes you can get counterfeit stuff, you know. We buy it directly from the companies that make it, and it's the really good quality stuff. There's no lead, there's no bad ingredients in them. We've never had any problems with them, but if you go on the internet or try to find the same product somewhere else, you might end up with a counterfeit that might not have the right ingredients, or, you know, who knows what they're making it out of.
Yeah, that's what I had heard. A lot of the you know, customs, they're seizing products because of adulteration, what the FDA is saying. So that's a good point. Well, if you have a trusted source and it's formula and a formula that has a track record, then that's different. Let me ask you, I hear from people a lot of times, you know, they like to go for the easy fix, and I'm just going to go get, you know, surgery on my eye and not have to wear glasses and this and that, and then they find out they're not a good candidate. They can't, you know, for some reason, their retina or whatever, too thin, whatever.
Yeah.
So so this is a nice alternative for them to strengthen the eye. Now, if your retina is real thin, what does that mean? I mean, what has caused that, and can they reverse it?
Well, if you're too nearsighted, that can cause thinning of the retina. People that are near farsighted, their eye is more egg-shaped. It's more elongated. And that's because the six outer eye muscles that move the eye around, they tighten up and hold tension. And as they do that, they squeeze the eye and change the shape of it. And we're only talking 1 to 2 millimeters of change in the length of the eye to really make you very nearsighted. And as the eye gets elongated, it pulls on the retina, the inner lining of the eye, which is about the thickness of tissue paper. So that can cause thinning of the retina. Most cases, sometimes it might be diet, you know, too much alcohol, drugs, cigarettes, chemicals, artificial flavors and colorings, you know, in the food. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times with LASIK surgery, your cornea has to be a certain thickness for them to do that type of surgery. So if your cornea is too thin, they won't be able to do the LASIK surgery. And I have a lot of people call here, and they've had LASIK surgery like 3 years ago, and now their vision's getting blurry again. And that's because the outer eye muscles have tightened up some more, and they squeezed the eye more and made it more elongated. It's throwing your vision off. So LASIK surgery basically, it helps the symptom of your eyesight, but it doesn't go to the real cause of the problem, which is the six outer eye muscles tightening up.
Right. And let me tell you, these eye exercises are excellent. And I like the way that you have it all laid out, because you can go to just the sections that apply to you without having to filter through everything in here on all the different all right. types of eye problems. So that's nice. I know we talked about this off the air once. We were talking about a detached retina. And, tell the folks, if that happens, what do you notice? How would you know you have a detached retina? Obviously, your vision's affected, but what are the symptoms?
Well, again, people that are very near farsighted, if you're a minus 8 or higher on your prescription, like a minus 8.00 or higher, we find a lot of people like that are having retinal tears and retinal detachment. And what you notice with that, if you have your eyes closed, and you see like flashes of light, it looks like lightning bolts going off or, you know, flashes of light, that means there's tension pulling on your retina. And if you notice that a lot, you should definitely go have an ophthalmologist take a look at your eye and examine it and see if you're having, you know, a lot of stretching and pulling on the retina. But what can happen when you have a retinal tear, it'll affect your vision a little. But if you have a detached retina, like maybe half of your visual field will become black. You know, you won't be able to see. And it's a very nasty thing to have happen. And near and far-sighted people can also develop floaters. That's little black particles and things floating around in your visual field. So that's why it's good to try and reverse the nearsightedness and farsightedness so you won't have a detached retina or a retinal tear or floaters develop. That's the problem with near and farsightedness.
Yeah, well, I know you told me off the air that if you get a detached retina, your vision field is, you know, half black. You have a certain amount of time to get that taken care of, right?
Yeah, you got about 5 to 7 days to have it corrected. And if you don't have it done soon enough, the retina won't heal back to the eye when they do the surgery.
So if
you have a detached retina, you need to have it taken care of right away. You should go to the doctor, an ophthalmologist, a hospital. And I had a detached retina in each of my eyes. What I noticed I noticed the flashes of light on a Friday night. I was sitting there and had my eyes closed. And I was like, what is that, you know? And then this is before I ever met Dr. Banker or got involved in holistic ophthalmology or any of this. So I woke up Saturday morning and my left eye, the visual field, half of the field from the middle of my visual field down was just black. I couldn't see anything.
Is it horizontal and not vertical?
Well, I guess it would depend on where the tear is or the detachment. For me, if you look through your eye, if you cover one eye and look out your other eye, everything you see is your visual field. So half of it from the middle of the field down was just black.
That's kind of scary.
And then, yeah, it was.
You didn't know what was going on, did you?
No, I wasn't sure. I knew it wasn't right. So I went to the hospital, and the ophthalmologist said, yeah, you've had a severe detached retina. And the next day I was in having eye surgery. And it's like a 3-4 hour surgery to reattach a detached retina like that.
Wow. Goodness. Well, We want to avoid all that. Now, I know you travel a bit and you teach. You give workshops, and, of course, people can attend. Where are you going to be next, John?
On January 19th, that's a Saturday coming up, we have a workshop scheduled in San Francisco, California. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of there's a hotel there, and it's near the downtown area. It's 1217 Street in Mission. And we're going to be trying to put a workshop together there. I have to have a certain amount of people to go to these things, and mm-hmm. you know, so I can come out there and do it. And then we have another one we have scheduled for Saturday, February 23rd, in Midtown Manhattan in New York City. We do that at the Hotel Pennsylvania. It's across the street from Madison Square Garden, Penn Station. Mm-hmm. So that's one we have coming up in New York. And we might do one in Boston, Massachusetts, coming up in February, on February 9th. That's a Saturday.
Well,
so those are some of the ones coming up.
Yeah, so folks can actually go to the website to look at that information and to contact you, because they have to sign up in advance. And that website is DR for Dr. Banker, BANKER.com. But if folks don't have the internet, they can give you a call, right?
Right, they can just call the office. I'm in here 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday, but we're on Mountain Time here in Boulder, Colorado.
Okay,
and
so
the
number?
The office number to call here is 303-494-4532, mm-hmm. and that's in Boulder, Colorado. 303-494-4532.
Okay, so let's say folks are, you know, interested in improving their vision. I mean, there's a whole chapter in your kit on holistic medicine, understanding what's going on with your eye. I think that's a big part of getting better, John, and your kit does an excellent job of helping people understand what's going on. There's a quick reference area to the pages you need to look at. And
the forward page.
Right, and you've got all this great information, but they can't, you know, jump on a plane or you can't get to any of those locations. They can give you a call, though, and ask you about the kit.
People can use this at home. It's for all ages. We've had, you know, four-year-old children, the people in their 90s work with these kits. It's basically a manual, a DVD, video. There's four CD cassette, four CD discs in the kit. There's eye charts to check your distance vision and your reading vision. And when people get the kit, they call me and I go through it a little bit with them on the phone. And if they need anything, I'm always here during the day. That's what I do. People call here and I can help them with the kit or, you know, whatever herbal medicines they're using or whatever. It's customer support.
Right. And And when I got your kit, I was like a -3, 3.25. And so I haven't actually utilized the entire thing yet. And I'm to a -2.50. So I'm holding steady there. Got a little sluggish over the holidays. A lot going on. But I'm going to get back to it. But, you know, so if I could... If I could move my vision in the right direction with just a fraction of the information in here.
You already are. And
yeah.
And you said you don't need reading glasses anymore, right?
Right. I was in bifocals when I started this, because when I first was using Dr. Christopher's eyewash in the 90s, I didn't have bifocals at the time. But then, you know, I kind of got busy, you know, with the herb business and other things, and I kind of suspended that. And then what happened is my reading vision deteriorated, but my other vision stayed the same.
Right.
So I with this kit, it has strengthened, like you said, the exercises. The first thing to improve is the reading vision, isn't it?
Well, that clears up quicker than nearsighted or farsighted. It's presbyopia, is trouble reading small print.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have trouble reading small print, it's a muscle inside of your eye that goes around the lens. And the lens is behind the pupil in the iris. That's the color part of your eye. And it's called the ciliary body. It's actually a sphincter muscle.
Mm-hmm.
And when you try to read small print, your brain just sends a signal to that muscle, and it tightens up, and it actually squeezes the lens, and it bulges out and gets thicker, and that's how you focus on reading small print.
It's almost like it's almost like the lens on your little pocket camera kind of comes out when you turn it on.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So, you know, most people don't know they have a focusing mechanism in their eye to read small print or see things up close.
Mm-hmm.
And Dr. Banker was an eye specialist. You know, she was in universities for 15 years, and she found ways, you know, she would study why are people having these problems, you know, what are the causes of these problems.
Right.
And that's what she went after. And there's other vision improvement kits out there and people doing this, but they're just nowhere as comprehensive or complete as her product. A lot of them, they don't even have anything in there for the reading vision. They just have stuff for your distance vision. And they don't cover lens reduction, you know, reducing your prescription as your vision improves. There's a lot of things they just, you know, it's just not in their product. I mean, they're not ophthalmologists that develop these things.
Yeah, let me just touch on that real quickly, because that was a big concern I had, you know, was, you know, if you're going to improve your vision, that means you're going to have to go through several different prescriptions of, you know, eyewear, and that can get expensive. But you were the one that told me about a couple of places online where you can plug in your prescription and you can get your glasses mailed to you for a fraction of the cost. Now, you can get them for like $30 or $40, and they're very high-quality glasses, and you can always layer in. The a la carte is, you know, the tinting and, of course, you know, the anti-scratch, the thin lenses. That ups it a little bit. But I got all the bells and whistles for about $68, so I'm happy. I mean, because otherwise you're paying $300 or more. So, but the exercise I think that helped me with my close-up reading was the fusion exercise with the tiger.
Right.
You know,
yeah, that's the lion.
That's
an exercise that's from India, and there's other exercises for the muscle in the eye, and you work with these, and eventually you just start reading the eye chart better, and you won't need the glasses, and you learn what's damaging that muscle, why that muscle's toughening up and not working right. And you just want to stop doing some of these things that you're doing every day that are damaging the muscles and causing them to tighten up. And then you release the tension in them, get them working better, and then your vision clears up. And, you know, staying out of the glasses, the bifocals, the trifocals, you can prevent getting cataracts and glaucoma, detached retinas, floaters, you know, a lot of these problems, just working with these eye exercises and so forth.
And it's so simple and not that expensive either. So let me give out the website, drbanker.com. That's drbanker, B-A-N-K-E-R.com. Of course, you can give John Monroe a call in Boulder, Colorado. Remember, it's mountain time. His number is 303-494-4532. 303-494-4532. And we're just about out of time, but I know you'll be back checking in on me soon, right, John?
Yeah, we're going to do another interview on the other network you have. And like I said, anybody just has any questions, anything, I'm here 10 to 7, Monday through Saturday, Mountain Time. And we can help you out with a lot of these problems.
All right, John, thank you so much for joining us. You have a great evening.
All right, Wendy, thanks a lot, and I'll talk to you later.
All righty, bye-bye. Hey, the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician if you dare before you use any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, be well.